We're in Hilchos Sukkah. We're about to start Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis. We'll be doing the first sif. Says the Machaber, Schach posel, posel be'emtza bedalet tfachim. If you have posel schach, we've already defined what is posel for schach. If in the middle of your sukkah you've got some schach posel, in order to posel your sukkah, it must be four tfachim wide. And the Mishnah Berurah adds to that, four tfachim wide and running across your sukkah in a way that it now cuts your sukkah off. So that, theoretically, if you have a four-walled sukkah and you have a four tfachim width of schach posel running from one side to the other, you have two kosher sukkahs discounting the schach posel in the middle of it. But let's say you only have a three-walled sukkah and then you have schach posel running from one side to the other, then either that part of the sukkah does not have four walls, it only has two walls, or if it's actually running perpendicular to that middle wall of your three-sided sukkah. So then what you're left with is two-walled sukkahs, and they're both pasul. So the schach pasul is now, if it runs from one end of the sukkah to the other, that is going to cut your sukkah in half there. And you have to decide, on either side of it, if you've got three walls and a large enough area, then it is kosher. Otherwise, not. Avo pachas midalad, what if it's smaller than four tfachim wide? Ksheira, the halach is the schach posel doesn't posel your sukkah. Umuter lishon tachtav, you can actually sleep under it. The Mishnah Berurah brings a daya that you don't sleep under it if it's more than three tfachim wide. But once it's three tfachim wide, although it wouldn't posel your sukkah, you couldn't sleep under that part. Sleep is lav davka. Sleep means be mekayim any of the mitzvah sukkah. It means that you can't make a bracha there. It means that you can't eat there. Min hatzad, what happens if this is against the wall? What happens if right next to the wall you have schach posel? Eino posel ela bedalet ames. In order to be posel, you need four ames of schach posel. Why is that? The amrinon dofen akuma. We say the halacha l'moshe nisinai of dofen akuma, which means the hainu lomar she'onu roim kilu akosel ne'ekam. We look at it as if the schach posel is a continuation of the wall. It's as if the wall bends. The yechoshiv za schach posel miguf hakosel. The schach posel is considered part of the wall. More than four amas, we don't do that, but within four amas, we make that part of the wall. V'davar za halacha l'moshe misinai. This is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Hilkach, bayis shenifchas be'emtza. What happens if you have a room that has a roof over it? And then the roof broke, the middle of the roof broke. The sichach b'mokam abchas, where that hole is, you put schach. You got a hole which was more than 7 by 7 tfachim, and now you go and put schach over there. So what's the halacha? The nishar min atikra soviv bein schach kosher lekosolim pokas midalar ames. If the amount of roof that is still there, the roof is not schach, the roof is roof. If the amount of roof that is left there is less than four amis, ksheira, the halach is that it is kosher. Miyu ein yeshenim tachtov calls man sheyesh bo dalet tfachim. Whereas once it has more than four tfachim, you can't sleep under it. The reason is very simple. If the wall is bending, if you're going to sleep under the area that the wall bent over, you're sleeping under the wall. You're not sleeping under the schach. You can only sleep under schach, which is kosher. You can't sleep under a wall. If it's fewer than four tfachim, if it's less than four tfachim, so the Machaber had already told us that you could sleep under it. Now further, b'med var mamurim besukah gedola, sheyesh ba yoser al haschach, posel zayin tfachim al zayin tfachim. That's only in a sukkah gedola, where you have 7 by 7 tfachim in addition to whatever the schach posel is. Aval besukah ktana she'en ba'el zayin al zayin, whereas when you're dealing with a sukkah ktana that only gives you 7 by 7 tfachim, bein be'emtza, bein menatzad, begimel tfachim psula, b'pachas migimel ksheira, yeshenim tachtav, umitztaref la'ashlim ha'sukkah l'shir. The halacha is like this. If after you get rid of all the schach posel, you're left with zayin al zayin tfachim, you're left with a full 7 by 7 tfachim, the halacha is that that's okay, even if the amount of schach posel on the outside of it is 4 tfachim or even more because of dofen akuma. The halacha is that when you're dealing with a sukkah ktana, which means that all you have is 7 by 7 tfachim, you don't have more than 7 by 7 tfachim if you exclude all the schach puzzle. In a sukkah ktana, you cannot have more than 3 tfachim of schach puzzle. Once you have 3 tfachim of schach puzzle, the entire sukkah is puzzle. So that if you're left with fewer than 7 tfachim of schach kosher, the halacha is that it'll become puzzle if 3 tfachim are schach puzzle. Whereas, if you're left with more than 7 by 7 tfachim of schach kosher, then as long as the width of the schach pasul is not a full 4 tfachim, it will not pasul. In a case of a sukkah ktana, if the schach pasul is less than 3 tfachim, the halacha is that you're actually mitzarif the schach pasul to make the sukkah kosher, and you can even sleep under those 3 tfachim of schach pasul. Now, The Mishnah Brura mentions here that the halach of dofen akuma, of the wall bending, it would seem from the Machaber that it literally has to be a wall that is straight and then schach posel at a right angle so that you're left with a bent wall. What happens if you have a sukkah where the walls do not reach the schach? Now, we'll have several cases of that. The first case is, the halacha is that once you have walls that are 10 tfachim high, we say, good asik machitzta. It's as if the walls go all the way up. So let's say you made a sukkah where the schach is supported some other way. You have a frame, and that supports the schach. Now you put walls there, and the walls are just 10 tfachim high or no more. In order to make that schach, that sukkah kosher, the schach must be kosher on top. What happens if the edges of the schach have 4 tfachim of schach pasul? The only way it becomes kosher is by saying dofen akuma, that it's as if the wall goes up and then bends. Since this wall is only 10 tfachim high and doesn't actually reach the schach, to say good asik mechitzta, that it's as if the schach went up and it's as if the wall went up and bent, that we do not say. Good asik mechitzta together with dofen akuma, we don't say. Some hold that we do say it. The Mishnah Brura says that even if you're going to hold like the Shittas that we don't say it, that's only if it's not within 3 tfachim. Whereas if the wall ends within 3 tfachim of the schach, lovud that connects within 3 tfachim, together with doif and akuma, that we do say. So again, good asik, where your walls don't reach the schach and there's more than 3 tfachim of a gap, good asik with dofen akuma, there's a daya that we don't say. Lovud with dofen akuma, that we will say. So that if you're going to have schach pasul at the edges, you have to make sure that you don't have a gap of more than 3 tfachim before the edge of your wall and the beginning of your schach. The halacha of 4 amas of schach pasul pasling means that you cannot have 4 tfachim of schach pasul measured flat. Let us say, for example, your schach is on a slant. You have a drop more than 4 tfachim of schach pasul, but it's on a slant. If you would go down and measure it flat, meaning if you would draw a level line parallel to the ground, then it would not be 4 tfachim, because it's only because it's a slant that it's more. The diagonal is always longer than the side itself. So that if you would measure it flat, even though you've got 4 tfachim in the diagonal, but if you'd measure it flat and you'd get fewer than 4 tfachim, the halach is that is kosher. Now, another thing to remember is that if you have a roof over your sukkah, that you open up when you're in the sukkah and you close when you're out of it to protect it from the rain, if that's not flush against the wall and it's sticking out 4 tfachim, then even though we'll say dofen akuma and say that the wall is bent so it's kosher, and the fact that this is schach pasul is not going to pasul your sukkah, once it's 4 tfachim, you couldn't sit under it. So that if 4 tfachim measured parallel to the ground, if 4 tfachim has over it a bent roof, a roof that's not flush against the wall, the halacha is that you couldn't sit under it, although it won't pasul your sukkah. But you couldn't sit under it because you're sitting under schach pasul.